I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We are going to begin at a nursing home in Wisconsin, a disco nursing home, a COVID disco nursing home in Wisconsin. They're getting the shots ready, and they're bringing out the disco music. Yeah. They're all excited in Brookfield, Wisconsin, because they're ready to shoot up the folks in the nursing home and give them their vaccines. And so what they're doing is they're having a disco theme when they give the old folks the shots at the Brookfield Congregation Nursing Home. 86-year-old veteran Navy vet Robert Fisher says, "It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini."
They're doing the rumba line or whatever that is, where they holding on each other's hips, cruising through the joint.
The folks from Walgreens are coming in, and they're coming in armed with the Moderna vaccine. Saturday was the first of three COVID-19 vaccine clinics at that home, where a total of 308 staff and residents are eligible for the shot. So they play disco music, and somebody is actually serving drinks at this thing.
Yeah. Well, I bet at your mom's place, they'll probably break out, what, the Southern Comfort and white soda?
Yes. But my mom, they don't have a bar at my mom's. It's a guy who lives there and they allow him to do it. He walks around in the afternoons with he's got like a cart, apparently, and he's got bottles of booze, and he serves people. You know.
Never mind, that's my bedpan I'm using for the ice. Thanks. How about this from Saturday night, 1:30 in the morning, 60-year-old woman near Cleveland in Huron, Ohio, calls the cops, says, "Man, my neighbor," this is 1:30 in the morning, she says, "my neighbor's blasting music and just won't stop." So the cops come over to investigate the neighbor and his loud music. And that's where they encounter the 40-year-old neighbor. His name happens to be Nathan Rock. And he likes to rock. And the cops wanted to talk to him, said he couldn't turn down the volume because you can't, quote, "you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly."
That's right.
And actually, he's playing the guitar and singing. So he's cranking up his guitar and singing and busting out the Zeppelin. And he says he was playing the music on his guitar and singing along. And right now he's working at Wendy's. But he told cops he's trying to practice because he intended on booking some studio time in the near future to record an album. He's 40. It's not too late. Even if your name is Rock and you're 40 years old, you can still rock and make it your dreams happen. So he's practicing at 1:30 in the morning last Saturday to some Led Zeppelin. Cops said, hey, they let him go with a complaint, but they'll charge him with disorderly conduct if they have to come back.
Yeah, I mean, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, you have to bring them up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the last place we're going to go is Everett, where a burglar broke into a church over the weekend, drank a bunch of sacramental wine, and passed out. And some members of the church, they go in there Sunday morning to set the thing up, to get church ready for the services, and they see this dude sprawled out on the floor with bottles, with a glass. Well, he broke through the entry door, and then bottles of the sacramental wine apparently all over the place. They tried waking him up. Eventually, they were able to wake him up, but he couldn't. Well, I would say he couldn't speak. He refused to speak. Maybe he couldn't speak. I don't know. He's scheduled to appear in court on Monday. But take it from me, it would take a lot of bottles of that sacramental wine to get anybody bombed.
I can't believe it's news.
Does it not have the same alcohol content as like normal wine?
No. I mean, that's maybe
1%. So it's almost like artificial wine instead of sacramental wine.
Yeah. You need a lot of that. Like when I would go up for communion, they would dunk if you wanted, they would dunk your wafer. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure,
okay, they would dunk that, if you wanted, into the wine. And I would always, they put one dunk in, and then they put it on your tongue. I'd always ask for three dunks. I would hold up that line, man. I'm not getting enough. All right, this is for Nate Rock, who we just heard a few minutes ago.
Loves his Zeppelin.
And it's got to be cranked up. Brad and John. Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.
See my friends coming, riding many a mile.